No, I'm fine with the time frame of it. I'm just saying, we should do masks at some point. And if I need to force you all to make characters so we can make it happen, then I will make it part of the game corner as a special thing.
This month of the game quarter, a prologue to next month of the game quarter.
I'm just saying, be prepared if I say it's time.
It's just, Daisy just shows up out of nowhere. Guys, it's time. In like the deepest voice Daisy does. Hello everyone, welcome to the Edoran region. That's not the thing, but I said it anyway. I'm your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself, and with me here confusing all the different content things that they're doing because they're trying hard for once.
It's me, Muhammad. Juggling, like, you know, YouTube, Twitch, podcast. It's tough, man. If only Anaru knew half the struggle I was going through. And over to my left is someone who sometimes uses the wrong there.
Oh, yeah, it's me. I'm Daisy. I don't know how to read.
That's a perfect transition. I hope that's a perfect transition to the... to the intro, because I feel like that's a good like cut, just music plays for like 10 seconds and then we actually get into the episode. We'll see how that works. Welcome everyone to Not a Scratch. That's what the show's actually called because you clicked on it. It's a show about Pokemon trying to save the world. You know how it'd be. Welcome players once again. How's it going?
Yeah. It's going. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yes, I need to make merch for that. So we say that basically every episode.
Also, just love to be recovering from COVID, so...
That is true. We're glad you're back. Even though for everybody at home, you haven't left. But we're glad you're back all the same. Muhammad,
yeah, it totally hasn't been multiple weeks.
No. Oops. Us?
Never.
We are the epitome of consistency. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, exactly. Yes, I mean... Listen. For people listening, you know, it's the middle of July, and last week there was an episode, and next week there will be an episode, and y'all are none the wiser.
It's the middle of July? Wait, what month is it?
I think it's the middle of July.
It is July.
Oh, okay, it is July?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's if you're listening to this, it's sometime between July 18th and of 2023 and the end of time, so I count that as middle of July.
Yeah, you know how it works.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's August 2022, but, you know, whatever.
That's a weird flashback.
If,
oh, boy.
If your minds are not still stuck in January of 2020, then I hate to break it to you, but time actually hasn't been progressing.
What about January 2005?
I don't remember January 2005.
Yeah, I don't think either of us remember January 2005. January 2005, I remember nap time. That's what I remember.
See, now I gotta remember if nap time was a thing in January 2005.
I don't know about you.
The concept of nap time did not exist, actually, until 2012.
Nah, see, this is where I'm putting my foot down, because in kindergarten, nap time went hard.
I don't remember if I did nap time in kindergarten. That's my question.
Man, you missed out.
I assume I did, but if I did, I don't remember. Probably because I was asleep. Speaking of sleep, that's what the latter half of last episode was. Let's review... I don't know who we determined to do the review. Let's review last episode.
I believe I was tagged in to try my hand at it.
If you want to try, go ahead. I was gonna say we could roll for it, but...
No, that's okay. If I remember, we'll see how much I can get.
What do you mean if you remember? I just asked you... Look, I just under the table just passed you the book with everything that happened in it. Just read out of the book.
Oh, I can't hold the book. My hands are busy. Also, I just told you I can't read.
Details.
So, last time, we were on a train. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo. And that's kind of it. We had some cool moments.
10 out of 10 recap. That was genuinely everything that happened.
That's basically it.
We drew some pictures.
Yeah.
We talked about art. We talked about existence. We looked at the passing trees and plains and grass. We went and got lunch. Definitely did not get tripped up by some weird telepathic connection. Nope, not at all. Rose definitely did not notice anything. And then we went to sleep. And Kyle had some dreams. Rose was all chill. I finally got the best sleep in my life. And then Kyle met some people, or at least saw some people in a train, in a dream, spectrally. And I think we're going to discuss who those people are, maybe, and decide what to do.
And that's details for the episode.
But yeah, train, fun times, emotion, art, Pokepuffs.
12 out of 10 recap. Fantastic stuff.
All right, until next time.
Yep, that's it. That's the episode.
I don't know. Is there anything I missed, though?
I mean,
do you want to specifically shout out any of the people you saw on the train?
I was going to do that in the episode itself.
Oh, I see.
I figured that would be me making a game plan.
That is true. We are.
To be fair, I did make a game plan last time.
We are at the moment still terrifyingly on top of the diving platform. Our GM, PM, DM standing behind us with dice menacingly.
Yeah,
dive.
Yeah, no, he's got a D8 and he's poking it into my back like a prod. And I don't want to dive.
Tap 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 tap.
Please, I don't want to dive in.
I'm gonna pretend like I heard
the. Is the D8 the pointiest dice or the pointiest die?
I would think a D4, but
yeah,
D4. I mean, a D8 has more points than a D4.
As I sit here and try to stab myself with a die.
D4 stacked on each other.
I mean, I guess.
Right?
But if we're talking about points, then technically...
Oh, wait, no, it's not two D4s.
A D100 by itself, one D100, because they make those, has more points.
Yeah, but at that point, it's a ball.
But it's still pointier.
It's got the points, yeah.
Yeah, Daisy has a point.
Speaking of points, have we gone through all of the ones on the recap? Anything else you want to add?
I think we got everything, unless there's some hidden information that we didn't get to see last time that you'd like to share with us. Like the secrets,
how about no?
Everything.
How about not yet? How's that?
Okay.
Nah, Daisy, you gotta do what me and Otter do sometimes, where it's like, hey, if there's anything here, we're going to have someone send a voice note and fill it in post. And this is the point in the episode where we cut to Otterood sending you a voice note telling you everything that's going on in the next 10 episodes of the show.
Yeah, so there's this thing with this thing and this thing. And don't forget about this character that hasn't been introduced but ends up being extremely vital to the rest of the campaign. You know how it is.
Yeah, I forgot this point, but you forgot to tell us like where all the rest of the items were.
Oh, sure. There's
I remember we figured that out, but like...
Yeah, there's one in the place, and there's another one in the place. And have you checked this place out? Like, no, I'm kidding.
I don't want to go places.
Well, I think we got it, as I sit here and cough to the side. Without further ado, unless you have any last-minute comments, he says questioningly.
No.
I mean, I have comments, but I'm sure you don't want any more tangents.
Nah.
Unless you do. But also, I'm tired of all the geometry you've been bringing into this, and I don't want to add tangents to it. Those are
now, see, the tangents are for the post-game show, which you can check out on Patreon if you're part of a specific tier. You get the post-game scripts where we review after every session we do, not every episode, every session. We do a little bit of talkity talk about the episodes and what we're feeling, and tangents. That's where the tangents are supposed to go, and we don't follow that rule. But
what if I'm more of a chords kind of guy?
That's my answer to that. Cool. On that note, let's dive on in. Dun 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 last time. So let's we've divided. Kyle, you wake up. It's earlier than normal. That's what I'll go with, because I forget what time you normally wake up.
Kyle normally wakes up relatively early-ish, but...
Right, it's like, you normally wake up around 7?
Yeah, like a 7:30 kind of vibe, you know?
Gotcha. Let's make it around 6-ish. I've got the date right. It's August 16th. In the morning, it's around 6-ish. And you just wake up with a start.
Yeah, that was not at all concerning, what you just put me through. Well, really, really, like, you know, the entire thing wasn't concerning, and then the last thing was very concerning.
Right, right. But you learned some stuff. This train has some interesting characters all heading towards Vapor.
Towards and beyond.
Towards and beyond, very true.
So, I mean... I think I went over it in the Patreon bit for last episode. But to go over it here, I mean, there are some things I'm really interested in following, and some things that I know I probably ought to follow, and there are some things that don't pique my interest as much, and you just threw it here because you can and you want us to go on tangents.
And I'm just here to have a good time.
I mean, I'm sure once Rose learns about some things, maybe Rose will, you know, be like, hey, actually, we're gonna go this way. I don't know how much Kyle's gonna fight that.
Rose is here to save the world.
Yeah, just here so you don't get fined. How many times have we made that joke, Sark?
A lot.
At least 4. So, hold on. Remind me who was in the little storage caboose? Who was the little stow? Like which Pokemon?
The stowaway?
Yeah.
It is a conductor that is an Excadrill.
It was an Excadrill, right.
Yes.
So to
put things into perspective a little bit. 6 in the morning, you just wake up with a start in your bed. Rose is still fast asleep. Just curious, Rose, because you had a schedule when you were in the bakery, so I'm curious if that still takes effect here. If so, what time do you normally wake up?
I would say it's probably not in effect right now, because I would probably normally be up at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Okay, so you're just taking advantage of the ability to sleep. Okay, gotcha. In that case, snoozing away. So in your compartment, at least... That's the case.
Rose had some NyQuil and some melatonin and some other sleeping pills. Rose is out cold.
Just a random Pokepuff that happens to get people asleep and just full on like snoozing away. You wake up at the start, you look out the window, the sun is like peeking out at this point, and things are as they are. The train as a whole, chugging along as intended. I believe that it's supposed to show up at its destination around 11-ish, 12-ish, somewhere around noonish.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around noon.
We'll round it to noon in case it wasn't noon. So you've got a few hours. You've got the morning, and the train doesn't have a lot of activity because most people are asleep. The ones that are awake are likely like conductors and train employees and stuff like that.
Yeah. The real question is, because I feel like the big thing to handle on this train is that shady character in the back, considering, you know, one, you know, seems like a little bit of, you know, an issue that might have to be dealt with, and two, that shady character can just see Dream Kyle in real life, ? So...
At this point as well, by the way, I'll throw this out there. You haven't moved from your bed at all. So you've just woken up at the start and they're just lying there thinking.
No, of course. I think, like, Kyle's like, all right, we got to go deal with this guy. But how? Like, is Kyle going to, like, snitch? Or is Kyle going to, like, be like, all right, hey, Rose, wake up. We're going to do a thing.
You're welcome to wake up Rose and see what she thinks.
Wakes up Rose. I'm tired. Goes back to sleep. Yeah, you know what? You know what? We are gonna go investigate, is what we're gonna do. Because clearly something's up, and Kyle's like, I got some time to kill on this train, and nothing else on this train is really of, timely pressing importance. And also, I mean, if this excadrill is, there was something going on at the end of that, specifically in that train car. And Kyle wants to get to the bottom. So I think Kyle's gonna like hop out of bed and like, kind of shake Rose's shoulder awake, like, hey, wake up.
I'm awake. I'm up. What do we got? Orders?
Kyle just kind of puts, Kyle just puts a finger up to his mouth, just like, and like nods his head, like, towards the, like, entrance of the little, what do you call those little cabin? I guess you call it a cabin, right? The little rooms, right? The little rooms at a sleeper train. I guess you'd call them cabins, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He nods his head towards, like, the cabin door.
What?
Kyle, once again, just finger to his mouth, points, like a shush, and points to the, like, nods towards the cabin door and picks up his bag.
Is there somebody there? I'm confused.
Kyle just kind of waves Rose along, just like, come on, let's go.
Okay. I, like, quickly grab some things, and, like, you see Rose pull out a muffin and start eating.
Curious, as you're about to exit, a couple of questions. One, are you bringing Manaphy with you?
Kyle picked up his bag. We're not okay. Leaving child unattended. No gotcha. Child Manaphy left behind.
Perfect.
I think that's what that means.
Manaphy is still snoozing at this point, though quietly. Second thing, are you trying to be stealthy or just casual?
No, we're not being stealthy. We're just, not causing a ruckus.
I mean, gotcha. Rose is definitely not trying to be stealthy because she has no idea what's happening because Kyle did not say anything.
Okay. Yeah, no, Kyle, like, that was a shush and more of a, hey, just we're not talking about this out loud. Like, right now, we're going and we're doing a thing, and you'll figure it out as we're going to figure it out as we go.
Kyle saying, we're not talking about what we're doing, we're just doing, so deal with it.
Gotcha.
See how
both
that comes out later.
Both of you make a perception roll. I'm going to say Rose make it with disadvantage.
Cool. Let me find my stuff.
That's a... Okay.
Perception is beauty.
It is.
Okay. Oh, that's tragic. My first roll was a 20. A natural 20. But then I rolled 14 plus 2 is 16.
Oh, so okay. Rose is keeping her eyes open. I rolled 6 minus 1, so...
Gotcha. Kyle, you're out the door, like, immediately. Looking around, you don't see anybody. You see, the conductor for the car. Oh, what, the concierge for the car? Is that probably the right word? You see the individual assigned to your specific car, just kind of like sitting down in the chair, eating some sort of like bagel, and then just gives you a wave,
bagel
as you've woken up early, and then just goes back to like reviewing some sort of book. I think they're just waiting for anybody to call on them. Rose, as you're sort of getting your bearings with you, Kyle's out the door immediately, so you can't really discuss this with him. But you see on the ground a card.
What type card, like playing card? Or card like handwritten?
Handwritten
thank
card.
You note.
I would say it's a postcard without the pictures.
Oh, okay. So it's just like a piece of paper, like cardstock?
Sort of, yeah. It's basically like cardstock.
What?
It's
I guess
note.
I pick it up and look at it. Like, what's on it?
Rose, you read on the card. This probably doesn't make any sense to you. The card, what it says right there is, you're too late. Just full stop. And a winking face. Like a winking emoji.
Emojis.
It's actually it's a handwritten note, but with like a perfect like Apple version of the emoji just printed on.
yeah.
This has absolutely no meaning to Rose, I think. Looking
this,
at it,
you can roll for it, but
is it on the floor high. In our car or to like just outside our car?
In your car.
In our car. Okay.
In your car.
Then I probably like pick it up and like try and grab Kyle or be like, hey, you dropped this.
If you want to try to figure it out, I'm trying to be more, trying to put more onus, not onus. Trying to give more authority to the players to be like, anytime you want to roll something, go for it. So if you want to roll to try to learn what this is before talking to Kyle, you can. Up to you, of course.
I mean, Rose just thinks it's a thing that Kyle had that dropped out of his bag.
Yeah, okay.
So like, I don't know. She has no clue whatsoever.
Uttered, we as players have the right to exercise our agency in any way we choose. If we don't want to roll, we're not going to roll.
Including not doing so. All right, sure.
Hey, listen. Who said we have to learn about stuff by rolling? We could just teach each other stuff. You don't have to be here.
Yeah.
That's...
Look, I'm trying to get through here without knowing anything.
Rose just saves the world and is like, oh, so we were stopping that? Like, all right, cool. You walk out. Kyle Rose kind of taps you on the shoulder.
I think you dropped this. It was on the floor in our car. I have no idea what it means, but I don't know.
Are you holding it, like, writing out, writing in? Like, can Kyle read it the way you're holding it? Or, like, is Kyle, like, picking it up and reading it?
I mean, I'm just handing it to you.
Oh, okay. I think Kyle, like, reads it, thinks for a second, and then just face palms. Just like, oh.
What?
Bro's just like, huh? What?
What's going on? What happened?
Kyle's gonna hand the note back to Rose and just be like, just way forward, just like, all right, we're going now. And Kyle's like, actually like jogging down this train now. Kyle's moving fast.
Okay. I mean, if you need tips on how to not drop things, I can try and help out with that. Closing your backpack flap might be a good place to start.
I think at this point, Kyle's already, like, in the next car. Like,
yeah, no, Kyle's moving. Kyle hears this, opens his bag flap, and Manaphy's head just pops out, just like...
Manaphy just pops out like, bro, what are you doing?
Manaphy throws more paper. I guess I have to follow then.
All right, Kyle, since you're leading the way, I'm assuming you're heading to the caboose.
Yeah, no. We are bolting back there. Also keeping any eyes out for, like, an excadrille in a conductor's uniform that we might pass. But my guess is there is none.
Yeah, there's nothing. Just going through.
Hearing that after the thud of a die is very concerning.
You go through, looking around, trying to keep track of all of the folks on the train. No one is an excadrille. No one's in the part of that line or anything like that. No one looks familiar. No one gives you a weird stare. You're just going through, zooming through, past all the different cars. And I think you and Rose head to the caboose. As you do, you enter in, and you see the caboose. In all of its glory.
Wait, there was nobody in any of the other cars?
There's no one that looks suspicious, I guess. Okay. Better way to describe it. Yeah. Most of the regular folks are asleep. Most of the employees are awake and casual. They just kind of give you a nod or a wave or something as you.
Yeah, they none of them match the description.
So like Kyle didn't even stop and see the rock crew.
Well, they're in their cabin.
They're in their cars.
So, oh, they're in their cabin.
Yeah. The cabins, yes. And you head to the caboose. Caboose is there.
Can we enter?
Yeah.
Kyle,
you gotta wait up. What is happening? What are you doing? There's nothing in the caboose but the caboose, right?
Yeah, the caboose is just normal. I think it's like a storage thing. I think
it's just like suitcases and like some cargo and like at this point, now that they're all the way back at the caboose, I think Kyle's gonna turn to Rose and just be like, so It's gonna sound crazy, but I know that someone is here that wasn't supposed to be here, and I think we missed them. And now this is now I'm confused. Now I'm annoyed.
Kyle's like, I'm confused because they left the train.
Okay.
And what, like, annoyed, just like, really? Like, come on.
What do you mean someone was here? Well, there's lots of people here. We're on a train.
No, Kyle's gonna, like, point to the spot in the caboose where he saw the X-Grill. He's gonna be like, no, someone was there.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a place on the train. There are people who are on this train. Yeah, people will be there. I'm confused. How do you know this too? What?
Kyle's just gonna shrug and be like, I just kind of saw it in a dream. For Kyle at this point, it's kind of normal. This is normal. This is normal Recruits of the Lost behavior.
Okay, I'm gonna hold on to that one. Okay, but Kyle, dream or not, look, I don't know what's going on overall, but like, if we're supposed to work together, we have to work together. What is happening? Like, you can't just run off without telling me the plan. I know you want to be a leader, but I need to know what's happening before you just run off. Otherwise, I can't do anything. Who was here? What were they doing? What did you see? Why was it so important that we needed to come see them now? If they were just here, you probably saw lots of other people in your dream last night. What's so important about this one?
Well, this person wasn't supposed to be here. They were stowed away on this train. And I...
How do you know?
At this, Kyle just kind of struggling. I don't know, I just...
I think it,
my spidey sense is particularly, sort of, I don't know.
I think we sort of implied that the conductor's outfit they were wearing wasn't matching anybody else's.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think if, like, Kyle, like, in his current confused state can, like, explain that, you know? Like, I was just more just like, it seemed off, like, you know? Like, what?
Okay.
You saw the note. They're gone.
Oh, so that wasn't yours, okay. Well, what do we do now? I still don't understand their importance. What did you want to get out of them?
That's what I wanted to find out. There was something, you know, something a little off, and I needed to, you know, see what it was about. But I mean, them leaving and the note, I think I know who it is, and it's, and Kyle just kind of waves it off, just like, yeah, you know, it's, don't worry about it too much. I'll, if it comes up again, I'll fill you in.
No. You're gonna tell me now. You say don't worry about it, but I'm telling you, I need to know things. If you know something, tell me. That way I can look out for it if it shows up too.
I think, because Rose never met the Magician Thief, and Rose doesn't know about the Magician Thief.
From your knowledge, no. Out of game, Rose knows of the Magician Thief. Yeah, as of now, Rose has no... I don't believe Rose has any idea of your meeting or anything like that.
All I know is there was a very annoying police officer who disrupted my work to ask me if I met a world-class thief. And I said, no, please go away.
And that stuff Kyle wouldn't know, so...
Yeah. So, like, from Kyle, like, because Kyle's whole thing with the Magician Thief right now is, like, Kyle made a side deal with a shady character for the benefit of the recruits, but also none of the other recruits know, and Kyle is not trying to tell the recruits. I don't know. It's a weird kind of pickle that Kyle's in.
What I'll say is, you can continue to be weird and shady. It's just going to affect the relationship between Rose
I am
and
very,
Kyle.
I am very much aware.
Rose will remember this. Notification pops up in the corner.
Rose will remember that.
Basically, Rose is saying, the only thing I know is that we're supposed to work together, and you're kind of being an obstinate 10-year-old.
Yes. Yes, so, exactly.
I'm telling you right now, if there's something we need to know, if there's something I need to know, you need to tell me.
No, I think Kyle gets that, like, kind of impression, but I think Kyle's just gonna, how's Kyle gonna phrase this?
I think Rose also even says, like, look, you can have your secrets or whatever, but if there is something I need to know, you need to tell me. Otherwise, we're not doing any more of this secret shush shush follow me, okay?
I think at this, Kyle's gonna go, okay, when it comes to recruit related stuff, like gestures, like all this, I'll fill you in before we do things. Like, I can do that. We have some time right now. We can go back to the cabin. I can fill you in on things. But, and then points back at, like, this caboose. But, like, this specific thing, I don't think you, it's probably better if you don't know until we come across it.
Rose is obviously dissatisfied with this answer.
yeah.
Because, like, you've told her, I'm at a little bit of an impasse, because you've told her, like, this is a thing that we will have to deal with, but I know something and I'm not telling you about it now. It's just like, well, if I'm gonna have to deal with it, I should know about it. There's no point in hiding things until it happens.
I think Kyle seeing this confusion might also, I think Kyle also chimes in, like, with everything else, I'll tell you everything you want to know, but with this, it's probably better if you don't know specific. It's probably safer.
At that first split second, you were going to look in the distance and be like, for this, stares into the distance, it's personal.
It's not personal yet. Outer's going to find a way to make it personal.
Parents. Okay, that was the first thing I thought of. What would make it personal? He stole something. What'd he steal? Your parents. No, he stole your stick. There you go. That's it. Now it's personal.
Then at least tell me what you can without the details. If it's dangerous for me to know, it's probably dangerous for you to know. And I can't help you if I don't know anything.
Kyle, like, kind of waves that off. And like, I know I can deal with it. It's just a... It's a matter of, you know, it's a very need to know, and
a matter of national security.
I mean, I think Kyle's like, well, it's kind of recruit business, but not exactly. So it might be better if you don't know, but I don't want you to get involved until it's time for you to get, if that makes sense.
And how will you know when it's time?
At this, Kyle just kind of shrugs and is just like, what? like Kyle just kind of shrugs. Like,
If you don't know, then I'm deciding it's time now. So if you don't give me an answer.
Kyle kind of puts his hands up and says, listen, anything else, any other answers you want, you can ask.
I don't know. I don't know what to do here, necessarily. Because Kyle is not making good excuses.
No, Kyle is not making good excuses at all.
At all.
You can double down, you can accept it, you can ask a different question.
I think Kyle just kind of like sit, or Kyle kind of starts, Kyle motions back to the front of the train and starts walking and just says, listen, if you have any questions, you can ask. I can't promise you I can answer all of them. I can answer most of them.
So I'm thinking of this from, like, Rose's point of view of, like, being a new person here, not necessarily from the player point of view of, like, us, like, needing to cooperate in a sense.
Right.
So I think Rose might maybe just be like, like, okay, I'm gonna tell the other recruits that you're keeping secrets or something.
I feel like,
like,
that
how
would
do
play
I
out.
Know you're not working for the bad people?
I feel like that's such an interesting rabbit hole to go down.
Don't mind me, I'm just writing a bunch of stuff in the Red Book for no reason. Just, no, that's a, that seems like a legit idea. Write that down.
Like,
I'm not gonna tell you what decisions Rose should make.
Rose is not a narc, but but she has literally no idea what's going on, and the one person that she's been told to, like, go with is not being, like, truthful in what they're doing.
I wouldn't say not truthful, I'd say not forthcoming. Those are two different things.
Ooh, actually, I've been meaning to do this. This is a good opportunity to do so. Rose, roll insight? I'll give that option to you.
What is this for?
Vibe check.
Okay. An insight
is a beauty roll.
Beauty? Okay.
Kyle, if you want, counteract this or roll against this with some sort of cute roll, I'm feeling.
I mean, I wasn't gonna roll, like, persuasion or deception or anything. I was gonna let Kyle's words speak for themselves.
Okay, or just a straight up insight roll by Rose.
I mean, my insight was 5, so not great.
So, Rose, this is a thing that I don't know if you've explored necessarily. Thing that I am sort of giving to you. You can choose whether or not you want this to be part of your character or not going forward. I'm going to say in the past, and part of this is, like, Meloetta lore, part of this is Audino lore, part of this is just an interesting thing that I wanted to introduce for a while, and this is a good opportunity to do so. You, Rose, you are a really good, like, a better than everybody else type of judging character. You can quickly determine if a person is, easiest way to put this, you can sort of quickly gauge, based on how they're acting and what they're doing, where they are on the alignment chart, I think is the easiest way to describe this. Real quick, after a little bit of conversation, you sort of just get a vibe check and understand, oh, this is a lawful good person, or this is a chaotic evil person, or something along those lines. I'm using the alignment chart because that's the easiest thing that all three of us have a general knowledge about. So right now, Kyle, you could probably answer this better than I can. Kyle would be a what? A neutral good or a lawful good? I don't think you'd be chaotic good.
No, not chaotic. Well, I don't know if, because, right, like, lawful is, like, in terms of, you know, I'm going to do things the way they're supposed to be done, and I'm not going to, you know, cut corners or, you know, bend the rules or, you know, kind of follow. I'm not going to go my own way about things, right?
I think disregarding common sense is pretty chaotic.
Well, so a lot of this is skewed by the Kyle-Ralph combination, because in my head, Kyle was the lawful good, Ralph was the chaotic good.
No, yeah, Kyle definitely, like, shifted away from that, especially when Kyle started taking on a little more agency. It's really just, like, I don't think there's any question about Kyle's intentions or morals, right? Like, Kyle's whole reason for not sharing things is a matter of, hey, I don't want other people to get involved in this thing that could be potentially harmful for them, right?
Right.
So
I think neutral would be more willing to collaborate, though.
That, yeah, because
it's pretty chaos to say I'm going to take this on by myself.
Yeah. Definitely good.
Yeah.
Not pure chaos, but probably leading that way.
So you're like a leaning chaos. Okay. Because in my head, the Magician Thief, the way that I've described them so far, is hardcore chaotic good. Because they are actively breaking the law to do a theoretically good thing.
I mean, I don't know enough about the background or intentions of the Magician Thief, right? But in terms of their methods, right, I think it's very clear from their interaction that like Kyle and the Magician Thief kind of have an understanding, like, okay, this is how we're gonna do things. Cool. I can get on board.
Okay.
So, from an out of game perspective, I will say that me as a player doesn't know the like reason why Kyle's like not telling people, like why that means things will go bad.
Oh,
like, was that like a threat from the Magician Thief, or
no? I think it's just how just Kyle is operated. Kyle's. I think it's just how Kyle is operated. So from a player to player or DM to player, in this timeline of the story, because Ralph technically didn't exist in the same way, Kyle has done this entire legendary thing on their own, with occasional support from other recruit members. So yeah. I think this is just, from that perspective, a shift for Kyle to be like, oh, there is somebody I need to share information with. And that's something that he hasn't done 2.5 months.
Yeah. Because, like, the only time Kyle spent an extended, like, this Kyle spent an extended period of time with another recruit has been with Sendorin, who already had a lot of info and did not need a lot of additional info.
Right, yet there was also not a secret thing that you were keeping from.
And there was also this big dark cloud hanging over Kyle, right?
So my question then is...
Like, in terms of why Kyle's keeping the Magician Thief thing secret, that's more of a, you know, keeping people, like a harm reduction kind of thing. In terms of why Kyle hasn't been very communicative with the rest of the recruit stuff, it's because he hasn't had to be communicative about the rest of the recruit before.
Yet there hasn't been any direct harm threat from the Magician Thief, so that's my confusion about it, I guess.
No, but I Kyle has inferred one in a sense, because you know, this Magician Thief is pretty good.
Yeah.
The Magician Thief already took Manaphy, like, or not took Manaphy, took the red key, but then also like knows about Manaphy's existence, right? So
right.
So I think from Kyle's perspective now, the thief didn't say anything, but it sort of implied like, I know who you are, I know what you're doing, I'm not stopping you because you're helping me in a way, in your method, and I'm trusting you with this, but don't think for a second I can't take it if I don't want to, which I think has also scared Kyle, like, oh no.
Yeah. And Kyle's whole thing is like, all right, listen, like, whatever dealings I have personally with them, because it's not like the red key is like something that like Kyle's like gotten with the other recruits, shared with the other recruits. No, Kyle just kind of got the red key. Like, Adam was there, but like they didn't really talk about like the importance of the red key or anything, right? And so Kyle's very much like, all right, the red key's kind of just my thing that I'm hanging on to, you know, in case it comes up. And then it came up.
Yet it is important and pertains to recruit things.
Well, it doesn't pertain to recruit things directly.
I will say this.
It's not like a legendary item.
I will tell you this. It was not important until two things have occurred that have made it slightly more important. One, Hoopa told you the key is important in a mini dream sequence thing at the end of last arc.
Mm-hmm.
And the Magician Thief has also said, hey, that key is important. I need you to hold on to it because I have a different key. So because of those two things occurring, now the importance level of that key went from, oh, cool key, to I need to hold on to this as hard as I hold on to Manaphy.
Yeah, and like the fact that there are people coming for this key is like, oh, okay, hold on.
Whether that's recruit related, whether that's something else, still remains to be seen.
Which is why I think like Kyle put it of like, it's kind of recruit related, but like very much a need to know. And right now, Kyle's the only one who really knows.
Okay. Is, I guess then I will say, so we don't have to keep hashing this back and forth, is there a thing that Rose could say that would make Kyle give in?
Not on the Magician Thief red key front.
Okay.
But because... Kyle, I think Kyle's, Kyle's expressed a willingness to share on every other front, just not this one front.
This is cool. Where I reveal that Daisy's actually playing the Magician Thief this entire time, and this is a whole... plot twist of the century.
Now Daisy's just forcing me to justify my character decisions, which, hey, that's something we need.
I think you need to then probably tell Rose that it is not important to recruit things, because she's not going to let it go if you say it has something to do with recruit stuff.
But Kyle's also not going to lie.
Such is the impasse.
That's why this is such an impasse between these characters, right? Because it's like, Kyle at this point has no reason to lie and no reason to share this. So Kyle's going to be very mum on this one subject.
I'm just thinking, like, I don't want to split up the party, but if Rose can't trust you, she doesn't want to work with you. if you are actually withholding information that is pertinent, then, like, she doesn't know what to do. So, like, maybe how we continue right now is that you just storm off with what you're saying, and I'm just, like, still sitting in the caboose trying to think about, like, what I want to do.
I mean, Kyle is motioned towards the front of the train and offered, like, hey, we can go back to the cabin. If you have any questions about anything else, right, we'll go there and we'll talk about it. That's what Kyle's offered.
I think... How do you want to resolve this, like, Muhammad, as a player? Like, what do you see as a resolution here? Plot-wise, we don't have to come to an agreement as characters, but, like, with this impasse?
Well, plot-wise, I feel like this is an impasse that, I don't know, unless Otaru knows something we don't, in my mind, right, until the Magician Thief shows up again, it's going to be hard to resolve this specific thing, right? Unless one of the characters backs down. And I think we've both, like, kind of ironed out, like, why each character wouldn't back down in this case.
Because I think it is interesting to the relationship between them, like, to have this tension, I guess. But, like, resolution doesn't necessarily mean one of us backing down. It just means, how do we continue with the scene so it's not, like, stalled like this?
No, I see what you mean.
Because in real life, people don't just yell at each other until one backs down.
I don't know, that's kind of how my arguments go. Usually, me and the person I yell at each other, and after a while, I give up. I'm usually like, you know what, forget it. You're right, congratulations, bye. Like, I don't know if either of you want to do that necessarily, because that doesn't seem like either of your characters.
No. I mean...
That's kind of what I'm suggesting with Rose just, like, sitting here in the caboose as Kyle, like, goes back.
I mean, that's an option. I don't know if, like, a different way, right, like, is Kyle's willing to share on other things if Rose wants to ask about other things, right? And that could be a point of, like, listen, there is something here, right?
Right, but in Rose's mind, there is no other thing, because the thing that happened was Kyle woke Rose up and said, we need to deal with this thing. I'm not going to tell you about it. So, like, there's no other thing to ask questions about.
Well, I forget. At the start of the
train ride, as far as Rose is concerned, this is the only pertinent thing. Until we get off the train and then have to go wherever we were supposed to. Another suggestion is that something else, like, comes into the caboose and, like, breaks up our conversation. But that's on Anru.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, if it's just going to be Kyle and Rose resolving it, right? I mean, I was thinking, another option I was thinking of was just Kyle leaves Manaphy with Rose, but I don't know. Because, like, from Kyle's point of view, right? Kyle has met Rose. Rose seemed very erratic, very, like, confused, and very, like, frantic about things. And Kyle's like, okay, I guess this is a lot happening at once. Maybe kind of makes sense. And then the next day, Rose doesn't ask any questions, but Rose doesn't seem as flustered. And it's like, okay, normal recruit things, here we go.
Yeah.
Until it's not. I think Kyle's kind of confused. Kyle's kind of confused in terms of, like, okay, so do you want answers or do you not want answers? Do you want to ask questions or do you not want to ask? Because Rose didn't ask any questions about why they're going to Vapor, like, you know. The whole deal with the Rotom and Victini. Kyle just kind of shrugged off Victini as like, this is an annoying person we're gonna have to deal with. And Rose kind of like, okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was a different thing, I feel like, in terms of, like, Rose was still processing other things.
Yeah.
And Kyle said this is not recruit related. Well, this specifically just shows to Rose that Kyle doesn't know how to, like, work with other people.
Oh, yeah, no.
Which is very true.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed the conversation here, and for the editor of this episode, it's going to be interesting to see how much of this stays in, how short this episode gets. For simplicity's sake, I'm going to say the following. One, this is a great episode for me because I don't have to talk, which is fun when you're having a coughing issue. And two, I'm going to semi-force an interruption at this point, just to get things moving here.
Right. I think
unless there's any last minute points.
I think having an interruption of some sort is interesting. I'm right now I'm less concerned with like coming to an agreement on one of us backing down or whatnot, and more of just trying to find, with that tension as the foundation of like this relationship between them, what is interesting to happen right now, like narratively.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing, like I think both of us are finding that like apart from just Kyle walks away, Rose sits and thinks, right? Between the two of our characters, there's gonna be nothing like that could be more interesting or more I guess narratively satisfying to happen right now, barring some third party.
Right. Cause if Rose has the time alone, I'm contemplating being like, okay, I'm gonna go into the dream world and talk to Adam about this and be like, hello, you're the literal only other person that I really know in regards to this. You seem to be in charge. What's going on here? Do I need to now be on my own? Which, like, I don't want to split up the party at all. I think if Kyle's like offering the hand to go back, Rose just says, if you want to go, it's fine.
Yeah, I think Kyle's I don't know, like this entire interaction is kind of blindsided Kyle to a degree. You're just like, wait,
such are personal issues when you're 10 years old.
No, exactly. It's like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You don't understand me perfectly. I'm a 10. I know everything.
No, exactly. It's like, well, what's going on here? Like,
that is a good point. I think I didn't realize this until just now, but every other person that Kyle has met has either been, in terms of knowledge about this whole shebang, on an elevated or equal level. Because the people that were there before knew what was going on. Ralph was in the same position that both of them are clueless. And then Aaron comes in, knows a little bit. Pearl comes in, knows a little bit. Sindorin comes in, knows a lot. Am I missing anyone?
No, those are all the recruits we've actually met so far.
I think the key thing here, though, is just the revelation of information. Mm-hmm, it's not necessarily like what is known and what is not. Because like Kyle is saying, I'll tell you about any other thing. But like in terms of importance, all that other stuff is not super pertinent right now to Rose, because that's not the thing in question. So like she doesn't have other questions about other stuff yet, because, you know, why would she ask questions of somebody who's keeping secrets from her?
Which is fair. So I think Kyle's just gonna, I don't know. I think Kyle's just gonna give a nod and pick up his bag and head to the head back to their cabin on the train.
Hello, this is Daisy. I play Rose and am the proud operator of the Game Corner here at Not a Scratch. Thank you for listening to this episode. As always, episodes come out weekly, so be sure to follow us, subscribe, and do all those important things you ought to do when supporting a podcast. If you've enjoyed the episode and want to support us in any way, shape, or form that you can, the best way to do so is share us with your friends. share us with all the cats you've met at the shelter when you went to adopt. Or I guess the people too. Also, you can leave us a review on your podcasting platform. Reviews help bring new people into our community and also give us advice on what we can improve on in the future. You can also follow us on all sorts of socials available in the description, or email us at notascratchcast.com if you have any cool ideas to add to the podcast, or if you just want to reach out to us. We also have a Discord for Not a Scratch, and have a bunch of awesome people who have already joined. Join to help us build the Not a Scratch community. We've got a website which you can check out at www.notascratchcast.com. The website has access to all of our episodes, our merch page with a bunch of awesome items, and an art page where we post commissioned and fan art. If you send us your fan art, you might see it on our website. Our website and merch will be updating over time, so stay tuned. In this episode, we want to thank Glitch X City for the songs Kirby's Dream Land Lo-Fi Remix, Cass's Theme Lo-Fi Remix, Jubilife Village Remix Legends Arceus, Mipha Lo-Fi Remix Legend of Zelda, Team Skull Leader Guzma Remix, and Second Chances. We also want to thank Tabletop Audio for the songs Strangers on a Train and Solemn Vow. We also want to shout out our patrons. We at Not a Scratch have a Patreon where you can get amazing extra benefits regarding the show and its future, including early access to episodes, episodes with no midsections, and the brand new Game Corner that I host, where we go on a vast stretch of adventures across a brand new Pokemon region and design it and build it along the way. And more. You'll also be recognized during the show. Thank you to our patrons Ginny, Ursa93, Eli, Pure Glaceon, Damon Liger, Simon Pelowakin, Fennec, Evelyn C, Journeyman Negative, Robert O, and Arming Sword and Buckler. For more information, check out the links in the episode description or contact us on Discord or Twitter. If you're interested in having a promo on the show for your podcast, we'd love to help. All you have to do is send us an email or contact us on Twitter or Discord, and we'd be happy to discuss more. Whew! Now that that's over, let's get back to the episode and see where our recruits go when they split up on the train.
Yeah, as Kyle, as you start to walk on out, I think, what have I done in the past? Like, golems, I think, have been drivers of the train, or gravelers or something? Although, let's go with the golem. A golem shows up, kind of like, excuse me real quick, we're gonna need you to clear out the caboose. We're gonna have to start unpacking this stuff now itself. We'll be approaching in about a couple of hours, so if you don't mind, exiting out. Kind of just forcing you guys out.
I will say a salute.
The kitchen cars are open at this point. Kyle, I think, is heading back to the room. Rose, where are you headed?
I'll probably go sit in the kitchen car, I think.
Okay.
Question, since we were talking about it, did Manaphy stay with Kyle, or did Manaphy...
No, Manaphy stayed in Kyle's bag. Cool. Yeah. I mean, if Manaphy leaves, like... Manaphy is a character with some agency.
That is true. Generally, I control Manaphy. At this point, I think Manaphy would rather stick to Kyle than Rose at this point of the story.
Yeah. I think Manaphy, like, a week to warm up to Zendoran, so...
Yeah, that's about on par. Odds or evens, what do you call it?
Odds.
All right. Rose, we'll start with you as Kyle heads back to... the cabin. Rose, as you sit down in the kitchen car, I think there's like small little menus of what's available. It's mostly breakfast items at this point. I don't know if I told you this, but it's mentioned in the story previously. For simplicity's sake, everything is vegetarian and or vegan, because otherwise I have to think about Pokemon eating Pokemon, which is not something I want to deal with in this universe. Plant Pokemon do exist.
Right, but they're still Pokemon. Yeah. Plants are still plants.
Yeah, that's how I'm getting the designation there. So, normal breakfast items are available here. If you wanted to order anything, you can. I'm also going to say, for simplicity's sake, that you won't have to pay for anything. It's part of the ticket price. So, and you've already paid that. So if you want to order anything, up to you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess I'll just have like a little bit of breakfast, maybe some toast and some OJ.
Sure. That quickly gets delivered to you. And as you're snacking on that, looking out the window, seeing the view, you are getting closer, but not quite yet to Vapor. As I mentioned, noonish is about the time that you'll reach. So you can start to see even the environment has changed. And this is actually, I'll leave that question up to you since you would know better. I know you mentioned that you were Vulcanburg born and raised and all that. Is this the farthest you've traveled away from home?
I would think probably, maybe. Let me look at the map real quick, because I feel like maybe we've been to a beach somewhere at some point in time, but probably not
you
this
are,
far.
You are quite a distance from beaches. There are riverside stuff.
Yeah.
That's because Vulcanburg is effectively right next door to a river.
Maybe there's a lake.
Yeah, wherever like a vacation spot might be, we've been, but probably not this far before.
Okay. You can see the environment itself is changing. Vulcanburg, despite being clean and all that, you can feel the red coloration on everything because you're right next door to a volcano. But as you're approaching Vapor, Vapor is very close to like a tri-state area of Flama, Fluvius, and Ave. So you can start to see the red color disappear, and now it's like a very, very clear sky. The weather itself has also gotten more temperate. You can see, like, if you looked in one direction to, like, as you're traveling this way, if you look a little, like, northwest, you can see things almost turn blue in color and size and shape and things like that. There's, like, a blue tint on everything that direction. If you look northeast, then you see there's almost, like, a white tint on everything as that area is much more icy, especially if you go farther and farther down south. And as you continue to travel, you said you might dream world. Do you want to do that?
I think maybe, I at least try, because Rose has never done it by herself before.
Okay.
But I think maybe, like, with her breakfast half eaten in front of her, she just, like, sits, closes her eyes, hands on lap or something, and just, like, thinks dream world.
Okay. I need you to roll an Arcana check. Arcana roll.
Okay. And that's...
Smart roll.
Smart roll. Okay. I rolled a one.
Okay.
Oh no.
I'll go to the dream world, but which one?
One. How do I want to do this?
She's trying to go to the dream world or talk to Adam and psychic telephones Kyle.
I was like, a hoopla.
And she's like, oh, this is awkward.
No, I'm gonna make this easy on us and just. You hear the ring, and then before the rings, like, I've joked around in the past that if you wanted to call somebody, it's literally like a phone call where you hear, like, the automated message. If you're calling, like, long distance or cross-country, it's like, you have 400 minutes. Please stay on the line while your call is being connected. Bring, bring. But it's like, you hear, the ring. Like, this isn't even a thing of Dream World. This is supposed to be a thing when you're trying to connect with Adam. You have 0 minutes. Goodbye.
Oh,
that's all you get. So just bounce right off. I gotta fill these minutes up. So yeah, I think. Ooh, do I do this? Do I do this? I'll see what happens with this. Cause why not? Rose, immediately get bounced back. Apparently, whatever connection you got, practice and all that, you're just not able to get into the dream world on your own. It might be because you're unsettled by how confusing everything is. Because a flashback of the last, like, 4 days is I had a dream, I went on a mountain, and some creature was like, hey, join our squad, and I was like, nah. And then you had people show up to your door and it's like, join our squad, and you were like, sure. And now those people aren't trustable right now. So, as you're sitting here, kind of confused of, like, neither of the parties I've introduced, the only person I've met that I theoretically trust is Meloetta, but even that's a big question mark.
I would say I trust most of the other recruits. Right now, I'm just, like, confused as to like, Kyle. Because with the whole the recruits showed up and talked to me thing, that was different than the mountain. Because the mountain was like, hello, I'm a person. I'm not telling you anything at all. Join me. And the recruits were like, hello, you are very important. You now have these memories. Join us. And you're like, okay. And then the first person you're put on a mission with is saying, this thing's important. I'm not telling you about it. Bye.
Why not? We'll see what happens with this. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm assuming, disappointed at the fact that you're unable to connect to the dream world.
Yes.
And then a couple of folks come to your table and just kind of like motion like, hey, do you mind if we sit down? At this point, I'm going to say the car has like fully gotten full, so.
Yeah, sure.
And sitting at your table is a roly-coly, a rock-and-roller, and a Geodude. Just vibing.
Friends.
All of them order some sort of juice, and they kind of look to you and like, how exactly? Because roly-coly was the only one that actually talked. How you doing? Nice to meet you. I'm Ignis, Metamorph, Sadi. Your name? Drink.
Hi. I'm Rose. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Right, guys? Yeah, we're doing good. I just do something like this. So, I'm curious. Was the, that with the Trico earlier, weren't you? They just look like a friend of mine, that's all.
Yeah, do you know Kyle? How old do these people seem to be?
By the way. Little younger than you.
Okay.
Like low 20s probably is around. Okay. I don't know if they're adults. Them, but it's around.
They are adults, okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, we've met. Drink. And roll insight with disadvantage.
Okay.
I'm gonna say because you're still rattled.
And insight is beauty, right? A 19 and a 17, so 17 plus 2, 19.
Your little vibe checker is flaring at this point. Just like, yeah. wee-oo.
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, I'm like, I don't, like, these people are adults and they say they know Kyle. I don't really have any reason why these specific adults would know Kyle, given what Kyle's told me about him and his journey.
And the fact that he doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah. So I just like look and I say, And how do you know Kyle again?
We've had meetings in the past.
Okay. Interesting.
It's frustrating at times, his stubbornness.
I think Rose might lie a little bit here.
Ooh.
And say like, well, you know, Kyle, I'm like a personal tutor, and Kyle's like my newest, not my newest, but he's been a student of mine for a while, and we kind of travel around together. He hasn't mentioned anything about you, and I haven't met you before, so like, what?
Oh, sorry. No, that's true. We haven't. It's been months, I think, since we last met.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad, you might know this better. Was the last time you met them on the train?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Met them twice. Guild tryouts, the train, and then radio silence for months.
I think because Ralph met them a little bit later on the solo episode, but
they were just waiting on this train for you to show up this whole time.
Forever.
Every train they're on.
Yeah, it's been a while. We actually we last time we met was on a train, funnily enough.
Okay. Interesting. I'll have to ask him about that. Can I help you?
Oh no, we were just curious if you knew him, that's all. Drink.
Okay.
So
how did you say you knew him again? You met him doing what?
Guild tryouts.
Guild tryouts. Oh, what guild are you a part of?
We decided against it at the end of the day. Didn't fit our timeline, you know how it is.
I get it. I'm not part of a guild myself, you know.
Yeah, it's a select group.
Pat my apron.
A baker. Pull out, nice.
Pull out a Pokepuff. You want a Pokepuff?
Sure. I think they take the Pokepuff. Do you give them one or three?
I think I ask them what their favorite flavors are.
They probably give something rock related.
Okay, here you go. Actually, my last three Rocky Pokepuffs.
Let me get a crunchy one burnt. As hard as a rock.
I think maybe for the roly-coly there is one with a little toastiness fire to it.
Hey, these are pretty good.
Thank you. I take pride in my work, you know? Been doing it for a while.
So where are you guys headed?
I mean, to be honest, I don't fully know. We're just kind of going where the road takes us, you know. Wherever there is things to learn, we go and learn from nature, you know. I think it's much better as a teacher to get out of the stuffy classroom, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So ocean breeze, things like that.
Oh, ocean breeze. All right, Fluvius then.
Or at the end of this train, are we at the ocean or we're not at the ocean yet?
Not yet. You'll be close, but.
Okay. I guess I'll say that then. It's like, yeah, lots pretty close to the oceans in Fluvius, you know?
You got to go into the beach or something like that?
Maybe. Ow. Maybe to learn a bit about the marine Pokemon life.
All right. Good to know.
What about you? Where are you headed?
Where are we headed? I got no cardinal directions. Just east. Doing a similar thing, just sticking on the river.
Yeah.
Visiting some friends, you know. You know.
Oh yeah. What kind of things are you traveling for? What do you go around doing?
We're explorers, trying to look around.
Ooh.
Find
explorers.
New things. Yeah. Treasure
find
hunt.
Anything good recently?
Recently. No, we've been occupied recently, but this mansion that we're heading to, our friends, it got a little treasure game thingy. Apparently, there's some big treasure there, so that's what us three are doing, right, boys? Yeah, yeah.
I love how they are not at all subtle.
All right. Treasure game. I see. Well, maybe you'll find some treasure along the way.
Yeah.
I wish you best of luck.
Yeah, good luck. Enjoy your beach trip. And I think they get up and they walk away.
Interesting. I'm just finishing up my stuff, I guess. I probably I don't know. I guess I'll go back to the car then. See if Kyle is still there.
Okay. You get up and head back to the car. Let's shift over to Kyle now. Kyle, you're walking back. Clearly confused. Somebody wants answers from you and conversation with you? What?
Yeah, no, that's... No. No.
This is a new shift of things.
No.
Roll me a D4. Four? Yeah, roll me a D4.
D4? You never asked me to roll those. I rolled a 1.
Yeah, why not? You're walking by, you're so confused by all of this, you just run into somebody. I forgot the order I could made up in my head. Yes. And you run into the person that should be on this list, and they are not, because I forget.
I run into myself.
You run into yourself. Hold up, let me find out what they are. I meant to write this down, and as usual, I don't, because I'm forgetting everything. Alright, where we go. All right. Do you remember? I'm introducing you to the Cyndaquil. Do you remember the name I gave?
I don't know if we got a name. Was it?
I don't know if we got a name.
Because you were just watching, and it was a Cyndaquil by itself, I think.
Yeah, I didn't see any names on any papers or anything, I don't think.
We got the name of the Lucario and Glaceon, was it? Or no?
Did we? I don't think we got the names of anyone, apart from the people we already knew.
Those two I have names for, and I think I gave them, though I've forgotten what they
are.
Yeah,
I thought we got names for them because you were, like, watching them talk to each other. So they, like, said their names or something.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Top version. Remember when these were supposed to be one-hour episodes that would be, like, an hour 10 or something? Like that
I mean, there's a possibility that this will hit around there. I know we're probably at what right now? 30 hour. It might get to like 20.
I mean, also we didn't start for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If this isn't the case, I'll change it afterwards. I think their name is Eli, so we'll go with that.
That was my guess.
Yeah. Well, Eli was the one that introduced it. Shout out to Eli, by the way. But I wasn't sure if they gave a name or not, but Eli Cinda Wheel. Okie doke. So you run smack dab into this blue flame Cyndaquil that you saw in the dream version of yourself earlier. As you immediately run into them, and papers have just sprung about as they start like collecting all of them.
Yeah, I think Kyle's gonna like the Cyndaquil's apologizing, and Kyle's like shake his head as people like no, no need to apologize, as he's helping pick up and starts handing the papers back to the Cyndaquil too.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Thank you. I need to make sure. And you see they're like going through, making sure the pages are in order. It's got the numbers at the top. They're like 1, 2, 3, 6. No, that's not right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm just gonna walk past you unless you want to interrupt them.
I think because Kyle's not a chatty guy.
This is the one person I think.
But this is the one person that Kyle's like, hold on. They're looking into something interesting. I think Kyle's just gonna ask. Is this your work? Are you a writer? Are you a teacher?
No, I'm just an independent researcher. Going through trying to find never mind. It's not that important. They kind of like shuffle. You can feel them almost getting smaller as I think like this is ridiculous.
Kyle, eyebrow raised, just like. Looking at the papers, just like the papers seem kind of important.
Give me a smart roll real quick, just to see if you understand the terminology on this paperwork. You've done this. Actually, give it to me with advantage because you've already read the papers.
This is true. Gotta make me fish out another d20 here. I've got 2 and 11 plus some number that is less than 4. So,
okay. I think you don't get anything new. So it's the same. It's the same papers, the same things that you were reading previously, where it does explain like theories about evolution, why it stopped out of nowhere a few years ago.
Yeah, I think.
To this.
Yeah, so I think Kyle's response is going to stay the same. But like, well, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a glimpse and seems kind of important.
Oh, this. It's. I think it's important, but. There's not much progress I'm making anymore on evolution. I just come to accept that it's not a thing, and it's...
Is there no one else researching this?
Oh, sure, there are others researching it, but no one's making any real progress, so I'm debating just starting over with something else, perhaps.
What? Hold on. So, I know Kyle has transferred... out of the battle hammers, but they haven't sorted out his transfer to another guild, have they?
You, as of now, are part of the battle hammers on a special quest from Adam to deliver a letter to the dancer, which
right.
is out in the edge. And so this is your battle hammer with a special mission, solo mission
thing. I'm gonna pull out my badge and it's gonna say battle hammers.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Kyle is gonna be like, well, you know, I don't know if I can help, but I'm sure some people in my organization can, as he pulls out his badge.
Battle hammers. You're part of the guilds.
Nods.
I don't know how often you talk with the other guilds. Do you know? Do you know Steven?
I don't think Kyle has like met Steven on a name by name basis. Would Kyle recognize the name Steven from having interacted with every other guild once?
Roll some sort of smart roll. Whatever the history, I guess.
Roll a naming name memory name face association roll.
Roll. Do you remember this random person?
6 plus 1.
Steven is a name you have heard of from part of the guild, which in and of itself is somewhat of an accomplishment, because typically you know the guild leaders, and that's it. Like, you have to be a real all-star. You have to be like a, we've implied like Rage is a really popular person, Rage the Gyarados. We've implied like Atlas the Gallade is a really popular person. So they're on that level. But to your recollection, this is not a person you have met properly. So it's part of the guilds you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Who they are remains to be seen.
I think Kyle is going to be like, I think I may have met them once at a conference. What guild are they part of?
They're part of the Frost Riders.
Kyle just like slowly nods like, yeah, I think I met him once at a conference, but not properly. I haven't gotten to, you know, interact with the Frost Riders.
Oh, okay. He's probably the head leader when it comes to evolutionary studies and stuff like that. And is a really accomplished guild person, guild member in their own right. But if you haven't met them, that's okay. They're the people that I'm really interested in meeting, and that's part of why I'm traveling right now. I'm heading down south to the Frost Riders to meet Steven and hopefully get a little bit of conversation started.
Kyle just kind of nods and says, well, you know, if anyone's gonna help you get this research done, I'm sure a guild member can. So, you know, keep at it. Maybe I'll pay them a visit and I can check back in on your progress.
Sure, that would be great. I'm so excited someone's actually interested in the research, because most people have sort of accepted evolution as the thing, but I really want to evolve.
Kyle just gives a very like enthusiastic nod, or just like yep.
Sorry, I don't know if I called your name. Eli. Shoot, hand out.
Kyle just like, Kyle. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well. Sorry, my room is in that direction.
Kyle just kind of steps to the side and gives him a wave.
Okie doke. And then you head back to your room. And I think a few moments later, a minute or two later, Rose shows up in the room. Cordially.
Yeah, I mean, I
Rose barges in, starts yelling curse words, being like, Kyle, you
no.
Words and phrases.
I probably just like walk on in and like sit down and then just say like, hey, so what do the names Ignis, Metamorph, and Seti mean to you?
Kyle, what expression comes in your face? I'm curious.
That's
a good D. It's definitely not fear.
No, because Kyle knows they're on this trade now. I imagine he got to the room. He's just like sitting on like the bed or like the little bench seat, and just immediately like pinching the bridge of his nose, just like, oh, these guys. Yeah, I think Kyle is just gonna be like, there's some petty criminals I've dealt with every once in a while.
Rose takes that in stride pretty well. Like, oh, they're petty criminals. All right, cool. Just hung out with criminals for a breakfast, dude.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah. that would be a little concerning then. I just met them on this train. They were asking about you.
Kyle slowly nods, is like, and Kyle's, I think Kyle's gonna offer this up. Kyle's gonna be like, yeah, in that dream I had last night, I saw that they're here. They're planning on, robbing this mansion out east, it looks like.
I guess that makes sense as to what they told me, too. Said they were visiting some friend there, I guess.
Kyle just face palms, just like, these doofuses. They really just said it out loud. Okay, sure.
Is this something I need to know? Or is this a secret too?
Kyle just looks up and just like gestures like just broadly, just like, I mean, you're all caught up. This is all I know. Like, You know who they are. You know what they're doing. I've told you what I know.
Are they recruit related?
Kyle audibly, like, Kyle just laughs out loud, just like, ah! Okay. These guys, please.
So we don't need to worry about them.
If they were on our way, I'd be happy to, you know, put them in their place, but they're heading in the opposite direction of us when we get to Vapor, so we might just let the authorities know and get on with our way.
Okay. I'm fine to let them be then.
Cool. And I think on that happy note, we can end this episode here. I have no idea how long this episode is going to be or how much of it stays in, but this was a fun one for me to listen to. I'm not sure how fun it was for the players or the audience, but this was fun for me.
I think we just end on Rose looking at Kyle being like, that's how it's done. It's how you share information. Not saying it, just like looking.
Very.
Kyle's just staring blankly like, what?
So, thanks for listening. We'll find out how this plays. As usual, my players have ripped the concept of the story away from me, and they're just going to take until I can find a way to get it back, but we'll find out when that is. Next time.
Yeah, you thought you had any agency, please.
And as usual, I don't. Thank you, everyone, for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. I have been your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself.
I've been Muhammad, playing Kyle.
And I've been Daisy, playing Rose.
And until next time, your greatest enemy is the man in the mirror.